Good afternoon, everyone. Everyone having a good Sabbath? Hope so. You all will be missed when we go, which, do you ever wonder what kind of feelings you give someone when you walk into a room? Not by actions, not by words, but just by your demeanor, how you look, how you react. You're in a sad mood, you're kind of somber, troubled, depressed, whatever it may be. Does that reflect? Do people want to avoid you? They want to talk to you, want to comfort you? Are you inviting, let's say? You could be angry, and that certainly, you can't hide things like this. You'll drive people away. Happy, that's the way we should be. We should always be happy, attracting people, setting examples for people. And it's way too happy. That has a tendency to drive people away too. It's kind of creepy happy. We don't like that. But there is the way too happy. It can be fake. You know, it can be fake, and people sense that also. Our moods and our actions and demeanor should be constant as Christians. We should be happy. We shouldn't be eager to brush people off, or we shouldn't feel as though, I don't feel like being around people. Unless you're sick, that's one thing. But we should always be inviting. As our responsibility is lights, we're lights to the world, but more importantly, is there someone else out there that God is calling? We're the lights to them. We're the example to them. Because if we're not a good example to them, are they going to be eager to join us? We may not turn them away, but we could delay their joining in and being part of God's family. Or they could be pushed away to a wrong group of people, which we don't want. We have to be constant. We can't be imitators. We can't be fake. No matter what we're doing, if we have a major change in our lives, which we do, we're moving, we're going to meet new people. We have to be constant. We can't change with a change. We have to always be constant. And we cannot bend to someone else's rules, especially worldly rules. We don't follow those. We follow God's rule. Let's turn over to Matthew 6 and verse 16. Here's some of that fake, hypocritic actions. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance. When we fast, are we fasting to become closer to God or to become closer to people? Are we trying to gain people's sympathy or trust, or are we trying to gain God's favor? Are we trying to please Him? For they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. And what their reward will end up being is they're going to end up being hungry and thirsty, and they won't gain anything by it. Let's jump over to 6:5. Oh, jump back, I should say. And when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites. There again, hypocrites. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward, which their prayers won't be answered. They'll just look like fools. A hypocrite is someone who preaches and preaches and then doesn't practice what they preach. It's foolishness. It's not easy, but we have to remember who we are. We have to remember that we're born into this world of evil, and evil was born in us. But we were saved. We were saved by baptism to come out of this world. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. And that's the key. We all have God's Spirit. We were given it to us freely when we were baptized. Like I said, it's not hard. But we have to constantly remember this. Do we need more of God's Spirit? If we did, He'd give it to us. He knows what He's doing. He gave us His Spirit. All we have to do is utilize it. Work it. It's not a matter of renewing it unless we turn away and then we have to repent. Then it has to be renewed. But we have to keep it alive. We have to keep the Spirit alive by constantly drawing on it, remembering who we are, practicing His laws. We have to overcome and resist the ways of this world. Galatians 5. In Galatians 5, we'll start in verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. There it is. We have to resist. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. Unless you wish to follow God's laws, which is good. Always resisting, no matter how hard it is, and always remembering, walk in the Spirit. The Spirit is given to us for our strength, our knowledge, our wisdom, and understanding, our compassion. Let's read 5, verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So, it goes without saying, live in the Spirit, we walk in the Spirit. It's simple as that. Overcoming is not hard. We do need prayers. We need help from each other. We need God's Spirit to help us to understand His will for us. In Ephesians 4, verse 31, and we have to remember that we were baptized. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. It's evil, dirty, we don't want it, with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. If we went to God, if we could see His face, and He had a look on His face like, oh great, what do you want now? And when, should we be here? Should we pray him? Should we ask him for what? Yeah, and he's not like that. So, 5 verse 1. Be imitators of God as dear children. God is not going to turn us away unless we turn from him. Then we have to repent. Walk in love. Also, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Without Jesus as a sacrifice, none of this would be possible. I wouldn't be standing here. You wouldn't be sitting there. But fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, any of us, as fitting for saints. There's another key right there. That's one thing we can remember, is we're saints. We're not demons. Saints. So we do have to come out of this world. Now, in Numbers 6, 24, let's turn over there. Moses was instructed by the Lord to speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So whatever we're doing, whatever we're troubled, sad, depressed, angry, whatever mood we're in to give an impression that we don't want to be around people, we remember this. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So whenever we do get down or angry, if we're feeling, if we're this way all the time, then there's something to be repented of, because we're not trying. We have to always try to overcome our old selves, the way of this world, the evil of this world. So we can do this whenever we pray for each other. The Lord bless you and keep you. We are children of God, and we are all one. We were baptized by one Spirit, baptized into one body. We are many, but it is still one body. Ephesians 5:15-20. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Circumspectly. Had to look it up, see what it meant exactly. It means walk in wisdom. Walk with your head high. Not thinking you're above everyone else, but walk with your head high, knowing that God called us out of this world to be his people. And to learn, to be wise, to serve him. We have to constantly seek the wisdom of God. Redeeming time, verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Times are coming. It's getting shorter. So we do have to really put the hammer down, so to speak. Verse 17, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Another worldly way. People that drank, and that's why we need moderation in our lives. Because one will replace the other. And we want the Spirit to replace anything in this world has to offer. We cannot doubt. If we have doubt, then how can we say we have faith? We have to always be confident and sure that God will be with us to help us and guide us if we are continuing to have the attitude that we are all one, that we all have the same goal, we have the same purpose, is to change and come out of this world. We can't save the world by any means. But like I said, there's those few people that God will be calling out of the world that we do have to be examples for. We can save each other, though. We can save each other with prayer, with care, and the love that we should have for each other, just this love God has for us. We have to have a willing heart, though. We have to be willing to be corrected. We have to be willing to change. This is the key. We have to be willing to change. And whenever we're feeling any kind of negative emotions, we have to fight it. We can't just let it take over us. We can't say, "Oh, well, I lost another one. Should I try harder? Well, let's let it go." No, that's not the attitude. Always try harder. Always seek the will of God, and we will be saved for His purpose.